This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we pointed out that both Joseph and Jonathan exhibited having an intimate relationship with God. This illustrated an important addition to the impact statement we have been reflecting on. God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with Him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. Jesus illustrated this addition to the impact thought most poignantly at the close of His upper room discourse in John 14 through 16. He shares with the disciples that they will scatter to their own homes and leave Him all alone to die on the cross. But then He affirms, "Yet I am not alone, for My Father is with Me. I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:31 through 33. He had an intimate relationship with His Father that would sustain Him through whatever human ambiguity and ambivalence He might face in life. Even while crying out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken Me?" He was affirming God as my God. That is where He found strength to carry out His mission. When He gave His disciples the Great Commission, He promised that as they made disciples, baptized them, and taught them all He had taught them, He would be with them always to the very end of the age. Yes, God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with Him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence.